there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with the Dish. I'm John Katsalamidis. I write the Cats Report in the Las Vegas Sun. Las Vegas Sun, accept no substitute. And I write for all of the titles in Greenspun Media Group, Las Vegas Weekly included. And look for my feature on Jimmy Kimmel coming up in Vegas Magazine. And joining me is the ever-attractive Tricia McCrone. You're actually attractive. I feel myself being attracted, like attracted.
Wow.
Magnetically attracted.
That's like chemistry. A shout out to Breaking Bad, who won the Emmy. Josh Bell, who said it was not his good show. He didn't like it. Take that, Josh Bell. That's all I'm saying. Take that, Josh Bell.
This is the first time we've talked smack to anybody who's actually part of our show.
Chemistry.
I'll say right now,
you
listen
said,
after the host chat.
There's an attraction. Chemistry.
Josh is going to do his movie review clip. I hope.
There you go. If we haven't lost him because I called him out.
I ran into Josh in the hall and I'm like, you know, when are you coming back on the show again? He said, I need a breather between shows.
Okay, so no, but I was speaking of, like, it does take almost the whole host chat for you to go over all of your accomplishments.
Yeah, but...
But, I mean, because you do, and you are going to be receiving an award this weekend.
I won't be receiving an award
so
this weekend.
So I want to bring that up. So
I don't know what the award is.
But okay, we'll talk about it.
It's an award at the Nevada Press Association dinner that's this year in fabulous Elko, Nevada. Elko, Nevada. And
I don't know where that is.
Yeah,
but it's good.
It's a deal. We're flying into Salt Lake. We're driving across to Elko. I think there's a Conestoga involved at one point. I think Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, will be there. But
I think Grizzly Adams is going to come out.
The Landon, Michael Landon. What was
BJ
it?
And the Bear.
Little House on the Prairie.
Sorry,
we're
Little House on the Prairie.
We're staying at the Little House on the Prairie. Hotel Casino, where all the dealers are blind.
Oh my gosh. I love it. Okay, so now, and yet,
so
they always bust you in the car.
Yeah, I know. They can
so
count.
No, but I want, because I haven't gone a lot, I've been catching up in your columns. You broke a story just, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but you broke a story about absinthe that was shocking to me.
Yeah, you know, this was one of those dishes, and you know how this is with me. I don't like going
it's
there.
It's uncomfortable, yeah,
it,
for
I don't,
you.
I do not,
we,
I don't like doing
me,
this
yeah.
kind of thing. That's not my forte, my ballywick, as it were. It's something I do as a responsibility, as part of my job. But yeah, it came to the point where the gentleman, Tony Hernandez, who's the Tony Tightropes character, was arrested and booked and held overnight for domestic violence in an altercation with his wife, Lihana Walenda.
Of the famous Walendas,
now,
brother of
this
Nick
starts,
Walenda.
Yeah, Nick Walenda's sister, a you know, very beautiful
sister,
woman,
sorry,
sister of Nick. And this all happened in August. And the consequence was it became a criminal matter. You know, Metro became involved.
There's a mugshot I saw in your
yeah,
story.
He was yeah. booked. And it had a result, a consequence in the show where they pulled the gentleman of the esteemed gentleman of the High Wire Act out of absinthe, which is the show closing number. And this is the
incredible
one.
Number.
Yeah.
Show stopping is right. It's
yeah.
amazing.
This is Neil Patrick Harris. When he comes to the show, he visits these guys and they, you know, do a big thing. So it's a big deal. And it's a famous collection of famous people. And I really did, I told the story in a way that was right, that was accurate, and it was important to do it. And
but it's not the kind of story.
No,
that,
it's not the kind
yeah,
of story I
like want
to do. But
write,
the result is that he's out of the show, Tony Tightropes, and the act is out of the show for now. They're going to cast somebody new in it, or maybe even bring it back, and the show's going to go
with
forward.
With the other two guys.
But absinthe does, you know, and knowing those people, they do stand for some, you know, they have standards at absinthe that it's important to outline here, that they have a certain standard of conduct among all their cast members. It's a crazy show on stage, but there are certain things they will and will not accept, and so that
well, yeah,
and that
circumstance
show.
I mean I hate to, and, you know, I hate to say it because I hate that it happened, but they did the right thing. 100%
absolutely did the right thing.
There's no reason to hit a woman under any circumstances.
There's absolutely no reason to tolerate anything yeah. that he's being accused of. He hasn't been,
yeah, exactly,
he hasn't
right.
been
okay.
convicted of anything, which
but they obviously had enough but evidence that they booked him.
Metro booked yeah. him. Metro okay. police.
And again, I'm not, you know, I'm just saying there's no, yeah. I don't care who you are, I'm not saying that he mm-hmm. did or he didn't, but there's no reason
yeah,
for
so
anybody to.
They made a call according to the information they had, the evidence they had, and changed the show. So there you go. That
and
was
actually,
the
on the kind
week.
Of on that topic of the fact of things that are just not right, things that are just, you know, I'm kind of making a bizarre segue, but not really a bizarre segue, into our guest and what our guest is talking about this week. I mean,
life's
it's like
challenges.
Just like, yeah, they're, everybody does have their challenges, and we're kind of dealing with that. And
That's right. Good. And up next, leading into that, is Justin Spencer. We know him from Recycled Percussion. He's got a new charity foundation that is going to be very prominent here in Las Vegas and across the country. It's called Legacy X. He's going to be here to talk about it with someone who's a member of Legacy
X. Yes, but next
life.
We have Josh Bell, who was wrong about Breaking Bad.
Josh Bell, my colleague, is up next. So stick around. I know we will.
Hi, this is the Gazillionaire.
And this is Penny.
And we're from Absinthe, the hit new show here in Las Vegas. And you're listening to Cats with the Dish.
Yo, yo.
Yeah. New car. You noticed? Pole position. I noticed that too.
Level playing field now, my ratty little friend.
Yeah. Let's see where we are after lap one. Let's see where we are in five precious time.
That's Chris Hemsworth and Daniel Brühl as Formula One drivers James Hunt and Niki Lauda in director Ron Howard's Rush. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. Ron Howard is probably not the first director you'd think of to make a viscerally exciting movie about car racing, but the racing scenes are by far the strongest elements of Howard's otherwise bland film, based on the real 1970s rivalry between Hunt and Lauda. Hemsworth and Brühl are both charismatic as the lead characters, and their attempts to defeat each other behind the wheel are often suspenseful, but the depiction of their off-track lives is mostly generic. I give Rush 2.5 stars out of 5. Also opening this week is the low-key dramedy Enough Said, starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus and the late James Gandolfini as two middle-aged divorcees who start dating.
Are you ever attracted to them?
No, never.
I'm sure they're attracted to you.
Well, I don't know. They get massaged.
Do they ever hit on you?
Sometimes, yeah. I can give you a massage sometime if you want.
I think I might like that, but I would definitely hit on you.
Writer-director Nicole Holofcener's character work is so good that she doesn't need the dumb, contrived sitcom plot device at the core of this movie. Outside of the stupid misunderstanding, Enough Said is a warm and funny meditation on middle-aged romance and the compromises of growing older. A little lighter and jokier than Holofcener's previous movies, but still insightful and well-observed. It's just that one bit of idiotic plotting that holds it back. I give Enough Said 3.5 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and my blog at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. Joining us now is the founder of the act Recycled Percussion, which is known across the country mostly for its appearances on America's Got Talent. It's a very popular corporate act, too, and has been headlining in Las Vegas since 2009. Today, the show is staged nightly at the Quad Showroom on the Strip at 7 p.m., Dark Fridays. And he's also founder of something we're going to talk about today, a new charity organization called Legacy X. Welcome to the show, Justin Spencer.
Woo! Thanks for having me back. Thanks for taking the time, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, you're back.
We have another guest.
Okay, yes. We must introduce our other guest first.
Who is a member of Legacy X, part of the charity. Brittany
Beautiful
Ramirez.
Girl. Brittany, her first time on radio.
That's a rare thing. We have one of the city's great self-promoters sitting next to someone who's never been on radio before.
Oh, my gosh.
Only on Cats with a Dish.
Only. We're on the cutting edge of radio. Cutting edge, I tell you. But what's even more cutting edge is that Justin, I don't think I've ever seen without anything adorning his head. Like, literally, he just has black hair. There's no colors. There's no Hello Kitty barrette.
Yeah,
Right. And actually, when you guys are listening at home and you hear a tambourine sound, that's actually Trisha's wrists when she's clapping.
She's going to be in Recycled Percussion.
I do not have an instrument with me. That is Trisha's wrist.
Wait, where's the sink? I'm trying to get in the band. You know, I'm like,
You're
I've been trying to get in Recycled Percussion for so long because I've got mad drum skills.
I got my mints, too.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna fit together. Who needs a ladder?
Who needs a ladder?
There you go. Who needs sticks?
You guys, but the show's doing well. Let's talk about
the show. The show is doing amazing.
Good.
The Quad has gone through such a great rejuvenation process. Mm-hmm. When we first arrived there almost a year ago, there was no place to park, and now we got a big Ferris wheel coming in. We got a shopping mall going there.
The high roller.
They've got they've got fancy floors. The lighting works.
They ran a vacuum.
The ceilings aren't flooding anymore. So come on down the Quad. It's the place to be.
Used to be the Imperial Palace.
Yeah, does, I mean, when you guys are rocking out, does the floor still bounce?
Yes, the floor.
That's
the floor
awesome. I do
belts.
Like that.
Brittany,
I love
seen the show?
Theater.
You've seen Recycled?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
It's good.
Yeah.
Everybody's good. I mean, Justin's okay, but the other guys are phenomenal, right? Isn't that
the other guys are amazing. Yeah,
the green
amazing.
Guy, very underrated. The green guy.
Yeah, the green guy's my favorite.
He's going to be the breakout star. The green
wonderful.
Guy.
Yeah. Which one's green? I don't know.
Is there a green one?
Yeah, that is like green because it's a color of envy. That's all.
It's a color of,
the color of envy.
Of being recycled. It's sustainable,
there you
right?
Go.
That
yeah.
is the recycled color.
That is true.
But okay. Everything's going well.
The show's going great.
Right on.
And, you know, we encourage him to come down. What a great show for all ages, too. I mean, what a cool
it
show
is.
That.
Yeah, and
one of the very few
all
shows
all nationalities,
in Vegas.
Too.
It's almost
really
the younger,
to,
the better
yeah.
for that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, we allow all people to come in.
Yeah, so it's a.
I'm sorry, sir. You're from Idaho.
The Irish people cannot come in tonight.
When
segregating.
The licenses are taken at the box office, they're like, if you are from North Dakota, do not let them in.
Maybe you could go see Divas. Maybe that's your show.
No, I'm trying to say that, like,
from Provincetown, Massachusetts, yes.
You guys go off and you guys do things in China and Japan and everywhere. It's a very universal show, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, there's no language barriers.
No language barriers.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say.
Language exclusive.
We're keeping out the Irish today.
So, anyway. Let's talk about this project you've got. I know you're very excited about this, Justin, and I know that it's sort of at the grassroots level even right now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell
yeah.
us about
yeah,
what the
I'm
genesis of it is. She's
confused. A little
confused.
Bit, which is not unlike
Brittany's
me.
Brittany's a member.
And Brittany, I really need to hear this too from Brittany. Because now, Justin, as being a friend of yours for a few years, I know you're a very healthy guy. Like, you very clean living, very working out. Like, I mean, you really take it all seriously. So now, does that have something to do with this whole thing of Legacy X? Like, is it a workout program? Like, is it a lifestyle program? Explain.
Yeah, I think it's all those things.
Okay.
But really what Legacy X is it's a pretty simple formula. Our motto is, you know, one life, one legacy. So we all have one chance at life. And this is about taking advantage of those chances and making sure that we have all got the proper tools to execute on a legacy that we want to have. And whether that embodies substance abuse, whether it embodies building yourself as a brand, physically taking care of yourself, or just trying to find a space in life that you feel that you're comfortable in. I mean, my big concern is that many of us wake up every day and we go to a place that we're not really comfortable with.
Or
whether
every
it's
night.
In the workplace, or whether it's going to school, whether we look in the mirror, we're not happy with ourselves. Everybody here, including everybody in this room, and everybody's listening, has insecurities to some degree that we want to change in life and wish we were better at. And that's what really Legacy X is. And it has a lot of different qualities, which is why I brought the lovely woman sitting next to me here, Brittany, who's an early member here of Legacy X as we're building this foundation here in Las Vegas. And she comes from the bullying side of things, where it's tough for her to get up every day and go to school and deal with the trials and tribulations that are presented to her in the hallways or at school, or and just the breakdown in the chemistry of our brains when that kind of happens to us day in and day out. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be in an industry where, you know, I'm the cool guy, but I didn't grow up that way. I grew up extremely poor in a trailer park and wasn't the cool guy growing up. And now, being a headline show in Las Vegas, you know, I'm the guy that people want to hang out with. And it's interesting to see that transformation in my life. And I want to try to somehow formulate a way and a process in which somebody that was like me can also take those examples and apply it to what their situation is and really get a legacy for themselves.
You were bullied in as a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've all been bullied in some circumstance. Even, even you know, Trisha's a beautiful woman in the workplace. I mean, being a woman in the workplace, you're bullied, or whatever. I mean,
Cats, you're bullying.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not cats.
Today, she's on the other side.
Not this workplace.
I feel bullied.
Yes, no, I have been bullied.
Not
but you get my point.
Not in this workplace.
No, I understand.
I have a wonderful work environment.
Oh, yeah, as adults,
here.
I mean, it crosses all.
Oh, it happens. Please, it happens all the time, especially in a city like Las Vegas. I mean, it's like there's a lot of cutthroat things going on in the entertainment industry, and no matter what facet we all work in, even as adults. Granted, I don't think is as harsh and as it is for, you know, for obviously for younger individuals. But I mean, even as an adult, you find that in every facet of life.
But times are changing,
yeah.
Right? So when we were kids, we didn't have, when we went home, unless you were going to the payphone to call your friend on the rotary dial, we didn't have to deal with. We could go home. And nowadays, it's in your face. It's on your phones. It's Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's Twitter. It's emails. It's you know you're this, you're that, and the name calling. And just to me, I mean, and I want to be very clear that Legacy X isn't just about bullying.
Yeah.
I'm here because I want to bring someone in here that could say, hey, listen, I'm having a tough time in my life, and because of this, the residual effects are such. And making sure that, you know, that we attack this and go, this is BS, because nobody, and I don't care anybody who thinks that they're better than somebody else is seriously mistaken.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's not okay. It's okay to have your cliques and your friends, but it's not okay to ever put somebody down. It's not okay to ever think that you're more important than someone, because news flashes, you're not.
Yeah, there's always somebody.
You're
better.
Not.
Yep, right. There's always somebody. Brittany, I want to hear, how old are you, first of all?
I'm 16.
16. Now, how did you hear, hear about Justin first? How did you find out about Legacy X?
From, well, Recycle Percussion, and then, like, so long, I'll be, like, on their Facebook page, he posted the Legacy X, and I was like, oh, that seems cool.
And now, when did you become a part of the program?
Like a month ago.
Wow, so this really is great, you know, the grassroots. So now what, Justin had mentioned that you were bullied.
Yes.
What have you gotten out of Legacy X? What is it that you take away from it?
There's a lot of good people there. Like, people go on my Facebook account and calling me, like, say I'm dead, I killed myself. And so they sent it to a fellow Legacy X member, Gina, and she contacted my boyfriend, was like, no, she's at home. I'm like, what's going on? So,
oh my gosh.
They're always there for you. Like, if you're, like, bullied or if you're in trouble, they'll be there to talk to you about everything.
So now you have a staff, Justin, that monitors 24/7, or is it just kind of a community of other people that are involved in the program? How does it work?
Well, we have a staff, and we also have been building, a fan base, not just here in Las Vegas, but globally, of people that are just really latching on. And what we're seeing is that there is a community of people that have all got, all different walks of life and all different goals and missions, but all want the same thing, to better themselves. So it's we're creating a support system in which the support system feeds and monitors itself. So, while I may not, be there to specifically monitor a situation, there's 20, 50, 100 other XT members or people involved in Legacy X that are right there to say, hey, listen, you had a bad day. Because we all have good days and bad days, and when people have bad days, the people that had a good day offset that, and vice versa.
Yes.
We've got people on there that are dying of cancer. We have people on that page that have been homeless. We have people on there that have had their kids taken away. We've had people on there that are in the process of losing hundreds of pounds, or people that are just going, hey, listen, I look like an everyday person. I'm a beautiful woman, and I got this. I'm unhappy in my marriage, or I'm just unhappy with who I am. So, somebody's level of support might be what we consider to be on the lower side compared to some other people. It's all the same, right?
Yeah.
We still always want to strive to be better. We want to, even the greatest athletes in the world want to be better the next day. The best musicians still go and practice. You never reach a plateau and try to make yourself better. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is, it's to ignite that process.
How does the communication work, Brittany? How do you contact or stay in communication with other people who are in Legacy X? Is it all online, or do you guys meet in person?
Yeah, we meet in person, and most of the time they'll give me like their numbers if I ever need to talk to somebody, and I could call them anytime I want to.
And these are people who have all sorts of different
problems. And we never like met before, but I could still call them and talk to them.
And where do you meet?
When we do the Legacy X meetings, we usually go, and I get to meet like a whole bunch of new people.
And physically, where does this happen? Where does it?
Well, it's been happening right now in different locations, and these X team members are setting up on themselves. But today we signed our first lease for our first Legacy X hangout. So we're building
a
place, and Apple's on board with us. Kicker Audio's on board with us. We've had a bunch of other companies that are edging cool, saying we want to build a place where people can come down and hang out, but not a support system, but just a place where people can go, hey, listen, I had a bad day. I want to go down and just get my mind off things, go hang out. We're going to have full video and photography studios built into it, so we can do live broadcasting from there. And we're building one of the most interactive websites that is state of the art, in the sense that you can be a subscriber or you can be involved in Legacy X and have constant, stimulation on whatever your movement is to yourself on that website. So we're preparing ourselves over the next 6 months here to get everything in line so that there is communication and people can communicate with each other and in privacy. So, so someone says, hey, listen, I'm having a problem. I don't want to go broadcast this all over Facebook. We have individual groups set up, and it's just multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. And if anybody out there is listening, they can just go to legacyx.com and see the information. There's all kinds of videos on there. And we've recently launched the fundraising on Indiegogo, which we're raising money to start building this thing. So, we've got a bunch of irons
in the
fire.
How much are you trying to raise, Justin?
We're doing $120,000 between now and the next 35 days. We've had a great start. We have people fundraising all over the country. country. We've had a bunch of companies that are writing some big checks to us.
Wow.
But they're seeing the benefits. I mean, one of the things that relates to Brittany here is we're working on an anti-bullying documentary that we want to film out in the desert at nighttime. This really cool thing where we bus in hundreds of kids that are just like Brittany and feel challenged to do this big, huge round circle and have a bunch of film crews from LA come up to film this thing and document the power of it's not just 2% of the people. Yeah. I mean, everybody, even the popular kids are getting bullied by popular kids. I mean, it's just an evil cycle.
The internet, I think, makes it 1,000 times worse because it used to be where you had to have the guts to say something to somebody's face, or at least, I mean, now you can call people names and you don't actually have to look at them. It's so easy to just type, sit in the
and hide behind something
and in your own little room or, you know, sitting somewhere on your phone and say the most horrible things and you don't have to look somebody in the eye. And I think that makes it even worse nowadays. And I mean,
it makes it easier.
You can be more, more rough, I guess you could say, more
back in the day, if you said to our face, it was after school fight. I'll see you at 3 p.m. at the bus.
It was in a place. It happened in a particular place. Usually at school.
Yeah,
but you're right. You can't,
it was in
that.
You can be more, it's a lot easier to say terrible things when you don't have to look the person in the
and
eye.
And I'm seeing a trend of the turnover of people's, the turnover of people's friends are changing. Your support system. You know, the book we've been writing, I've been writing the book now for 5 years, Legacy X, which comes out this December. But one of the chapters in it, we call The Company, which is the people that surround you, the people that you actually let in your life and the influence that they have. And of course, it may sound generic on the surface, but when you really get into it and you start to realize that these people actually shape the paths that we go down in life, whether it's from peer pressure at a young age up into to the workplace or into relationships well into our 50s and 60s and 70s, we're seeing that the trend of people's friendships are really determining where people's lives end up. And it's amazing because the fan base or the people that are latching onto Legacy X the most are middle-aged women because they want a change in their life. You know, the women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, whatever, are starting to relatch on and going, hey, listen, this is something that's really resonates to me. You know, whether it's they're battling breast cancer, whether it's they're fresh out of a relationship and they want to, rekindle their spirits in life or whatever that process or quitting alcohol. Mm-hmm. This applies to all that.
Is there an actual, like when Brittany comes in a month ago, is there an actual program, a template, an outline for a person to follow, do this, connect here? Or is it more just an organic support communication system? What is in front of you when you come in? I want to change this about myself. I'm going to Legacy X. What do I do?
There is starting in December. When the book comes out, the book is really our constitution, right? It's our guideline. It's our Bible, if you will, of what we believe as a company are some methodologies into helping you, exercise and execute on what you want your legacy to be. So at the end of the day, it just came down to me as simple. If you're going to lay down in bed, and it's your last day on earth, are you going to be able to say, I did it my way, or you didn't? Or are you going to be happy with what you did and what you didn't? And it was whatever we could put together to help better ourselves across the board in every facet to make it so that last day you go, I did it. I at least I was going for it. That's really what this is about. We can break it down into individual situations that affect, of course, and we could sit there and write a million books on it, but that constitution's coming in December. So that's really what we'll go on. But right now, I mean, it's a place where people are going, hey, listen, I'm meeting people just like me that would have otherwise never met if it wasn't for this.
Now, is this basically in Las Vegas, or is this something where you're going to want to have chapters in other cities? I mean,
there's already chapters
work?
Being formed. There's one in New Hampshire.
Which is where you're from.
Yep, and Las Vegas. We've got people in New York. We have Canada. We've got England. We've got places. People all over the place.
Wow.
They're going, hey, listen, we want to take this thing, and you can look and see, and you've probably seen the pictures of people holding the X, taking pictures of the X. And we've had some celebrities here, and there's a lot of celebrities that are going to get behind this thing. I know I was just in Malibu a couple of days ago having lunch and talking to some people. I won't mention names, but big A-list celebrities are getting behind this thing. They're saying, listen, we believe in this thing, the Crossroad, the brand. It's cool. It's edgy. It's a place where we can combine the cool kids with the uncool kids, the successful adults with the unsick, from homeless to lawyers. And we've all got crap.
Everyone has a cross.
We all got
crap.
We have to go, listen, what do we want to do? And that brings them all together.
Is there going to be a way, let's talk about the way this is going to move into the, move forward. Is there a way for people who have come into the foundation early on who can become sort of officials or mentors or anything like that? Like Brittany, after, maybe a year in and her involvement can help tutor, they call it sponsorship, others who are coming into this?
Yeah, we're seeing that now. We're seeing certain members of the X team that really rise to the top because, like with anything, you have your diehard sports fans Mm-hmm. Then you have your diehard sports fans. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, and you're going to have those different levels. And there are certain people who just resonate at the top and go, listen, I'll take this. Like you said, there's going to be chapters. Well, I can't be in every place. Mm-hmm. But somebody in New York might go, I get the system. I understand what it is, and I will head up a project over here, whether it's in our school. We're looking at maybe doing some stuff with prisons. We're looking at places where people just looking for support. So once we get that down, I think in the next coming, probably the next 18 months, and I know that's a generic time frame, but it's going to be some time here before we really get an understanding of what it is. We're still in that seed process, and we're learning every day. But what we are learning that's encouraging is that this is really, really helping people change their lives, and that's what it comes down to.
How's it made your life better, Brittany? Being involved,
there's a lot of things. Like, I go and talk to them. Like I said before, I'm actually trying to get an anti-bullying program started at my school now. Because
what school do you go to, by the way?
Chaparral.
Okay.
And right now they want 300 people to sign a petition, and I'm like, well, there's not a lot of people that really get bullied at Chap because either they're in sports or they're like just don't do whatever they want. And then I was talking to one of the fellow ex members. She said that she'll come and help me and come to my school and help me out with doing the anti-bullying program and get that going for me. And they helped a lot. There's times like I felt like I was useless. And they're like, no, you're okay. Like, you're young and you could do everything you want.
This is something that could go to other schools. So yeah. Right? I mean, that would be the idea.
You know,
it's not just restricted, of course, to Shap. It goes, it's universal.
Yeah.
And this could be the nugget that spreads around our community.
I bet it's nice to feel like you're not alone in anything.
Yes, it does. It's
got to be a great feeling.
Yeah. So tell us about this thing in the desert. What are we going to see out there?
We're going to see. I think we're
going to be a show.
We are, yeah. I mean, I remember as a kid, and you guys might remember this back in the day, we'd have assemblies.
Yes.
And it'd always be the DARE program. It'd be the guy with the suit, or the guy would come in.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it was. If you've seen Recycled Percussion, which is the show that I wrote and produced, you could take that.
The founder, I believe.
Yeah, the founder.
Founder.
With a capital F.
That was like, he's like, wow, I'm a founder. Yeah, he's usually like, you know.
That,
like,
that's not true. You created,
no,
he
did,
yeah,
but I know, founder. But founder is such like a, like.
Well, it covers everything.
Yeah, but it was such like, it was kind of like a word that he was like, wow, yeah. Like if you had a tie on, you would have straightened
it. I feel underdressed. I feel underdressed. I feel underdressed for my title.
We're going to see it all over Legacy X. But this will be something that you guys are going to come and you're going to make a show out of it and draw awareness.
It's going to be electric. And everything that we do is electric. We just recently did the coolest thing ever. It was, and I'm not exaggerating when I say, and I've done some really cool things in my career in the last 18 years, you know, touring the world. I would put it up in the top 10 days of my life. We were able to go to a homeless shelter and pick up a family, a mother and her three kids, and completely documented the whole thing where we took the family into a limo. They'd never seen a limo before. None of it was staged. It was all 100% organic. Dropped them onto a spa. She's never been to a spa before. And I took the kids school shop. And I said to the kids, you have 8 hours. Anything you want to do, you tell the limo driver. Anything. Anything you want to buy. I don't care what toys is, what you know, what school clothes you want, what you want to eat, what games you'll play. What are all the things at school? These kids, mind you, are probably ages between 5 and 11. What are the things at school that you hear about that you wish that you could do? I grew up on the school lunch program. I didn't have any money, so I got little tokens. I remember I used to be so embarrassed to use the tokens of school lunch to be judged. I had no money. I wouldn't eat. So I can imagine what it's like to be a kid going, I don't want to admit that I can't afford to go there, so you lie or you do what you have to do. I said, anything you guys want to do. We went to the go-kart place. We went to the bouncy houses. I mean, these kids ran me ragged for 8 hours. We documented the whole thing. But everything that Legacy X does is going to be edgy. It's cool. And the bowling thing in the desert will be completely an electric situation. We're looking forward to doing that sometime in November.
Now, where can people go to get all the information?
LegacyX.com. Go on there. Support us. It takes 5 minutes. You can donate to the fundraiser we're doing right now. Or if you just want to get involved, Legacy X on Facebook, Legacy X on Twitter, just Legacy X everything. Come and get involved. We
Legacy
want you.
X and right. the fundraiser's on Indiegogo.
Indiegogo.
Indiegogo, which raises money for all kinds of things.
You can get to it from LegacyX.com.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming down, Justin Spencer from Recycled Percussion, the founder.
The founder. And beautiful Brittany.
And beautiful Brittany, the pride of Chaparral High.
Yep.
We'll keep up with you, all right? Thanks for coming in here. How was your first radio experience? It was great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It only gets better.
You were awesome.
It only gets better. Yeah. Thanks for coming down, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for making time.